3 years ago, comedians Steve Coogan and Rob Brydon made a movie called The Trip. They traveled around Britain, dining, arguing, and doing celebrity impressions, especially of their favorite actor.
I've not heard your Michael Caine, but I assume it would be something along the lines of,
"My name's Michael Caine."
That's the very thing I don't do. What? I used to talk like that.
Do you, Michael Caine?
Okay. I say, "Michael Caine used to talk like this in the 1960s, right? But that has changed." And I say that over the years, Michael's voice has come down several octaves. Let me finish. And all of this.
Coogan and Brydon have now made a sequel to The Trip called The Trip to Italy. And our critic Bob Mondello says it too is filled with impressioni.
There they are, tooling down the Via Monte in a rented Mini, Steve Coogan driving, Rob Brydon reading from a tour guide, and pretty quickly establishing that this trip will live up to the highly sophisticated standards of their first.
Producing Italy's greatest red wines, Barolo, Barbaresco, Barbera, Hanna-Barbera.
Suffering, fuck it there. I thought I thought pretty sad. I did.
The Trattoria della Posta.
Okay, we are roughly 2 minutes in, and already it will have occurred to you that there's a risk here, a risk that has, in fact, occurred to them as well.
It just feels odd doing something for a second time. It's like trying to do a sequel, isn't it? It's never going to be as good as the first time.
Godfather 2.
Which is the one that people always mention when they try to search for an example of a sequel that's as good as...
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
What's this licking thing you always do? Just, you look like some sort of...
That's what Pacino does.
...small gecko.
That's what he does.
Just when I thought I'd made two terrific movies, they go and make another!
Pacino, of course, is just a warm-up for the main event, or what you think is going to be the main event, because they've got other pêche to fry this time. So they get Michael Caine out of the way a mere 9 minutes in.
Did you see him in The Dark Knight Rises?
And his voice gets even more emotional than it's ever done in the past before. I don't want to bury you, Batman. I will not put you into the ground in a little box. I will not do it, Master Bruce. I will not do it.
I'm not going to bury another Batman.
Another Batman? How many Batmans has he been burying? How many are there? I've buried 14 Batmans.
I've buried
so far,
14 Batmans.
And a little pointy ears
I'm
into the box.
I'm not going to bury another nylon cloak with pointy ears that people wear at birthday parties.
And then Christian Bale says,
"The witch is so sexy, she puts his tongue up her foot. I want to be a Batman. I don't want to be a normal guy."
And they're just getting started. In the first film, Coogan came across as a full-of-himself diva, Brydon as a pleasant family man. This time, they turn that dynamic on its head. It's worth mentioning that these two are playing fictional versions of themselves. What's not fictional in their trip to Italy is the gorgeous Italian coastline director Michael Winterbottom has them romping through, or the food they barely notice, though it'll have you famished by film's end, or the yacht they commandeer, bellowing all the while.
Damn your eyes! Damn you, Mad Max!
I'd follow these guys round the horn in a second. Maybe that's where they'll head next time. I'm Bob Mondello.